Hello, listeners, and welcome to The Face of Space. I'm your host, AJ Amos, and today we're going to be talking about, you guessed it, the famous Mars landing. Now, before we talk about this, we'll start our traditional Easter egg hunt.
Yay!
Can you find the three movie references in this podcast? The answer will be revealed at the end. Now, on to the Mars landing. I'm sure you've heard about the humans that just landed on Mars, but for those that have been living under a space rock, astronauts were launched into space on April 14, 2021, and reached Mars on February 7, 2022, taking around 300 days. This cost NASA a whopping $200 billion. To talk more about the mission itself, I have Matt Damon, one of the astronauts, over FaceChat, live from Mars. How are you, Mr. Damon?
I'm doing as well as anyone can on Mars, and you can call me Matt.
Okay, so Matt, can you explain how you can communicate back to Earth since we're like 50 million kilometers apart?
Well, actually, the distance between Mars and Earth changes constantly because they both have an elliptical orbit. But to answer your question, we are relaying my message up to communication satellites, which in turn send it to Earth at an X-band frequency, which basically means a higher frequency.
Wow, that's a lot of science.
Yeah.
So what was your job in this mission?
Well, I was the pilot. I controlled the direction of the plane and deployed the parachute for the landing. But most of the time, I was throwing things in the air and trying to eat it.
Thanks for spending your time with us today, Matt, and good luck in growing those potatoes.
Will do. Over and out.
If you ever wanted to shampoo your hair while brushing your teeth, now you can with the new and improved Brush Poo.
The Brush Poo uses all natural ingredients and cleans your teeth effortlessly. Just look at this before and after picture. Oh wait, I forgot this was a podcast.
All you have to do is put the Brush Poo on top of your head and smile wide.
The Brush Poo is offered at the low, low price of $45.99. And if you call right now, you get the toothpaste free. That's right, you could receive your very own Brush Poo and free toothpaste if you call right now at 757-340-5555. That's 757-340-5555. Call that number right now. Please, I need people's money. Call right now.
Does not include shipping and handling. Careful when using, has been known to cause third-degree burns. Keep away from children and never use near water.
And we're back. If you just joined us, we are talking about the new Mars landing. Now we have the head of NASA, Mr. Robert Lightfoot.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Amos.
It is my pleasure. So, Mr. Lightfoot, how do you think humans on Mars has affected people on Earth?
I think humans are destined to live on Mars. Earth will eventually die off, and the next best option will be to inhabit Mars. This planet, in time, will give us a second chance. You can dread it, run from it. Destiny arrives all the same.
Now, we know that there are many obstacles in the way to actually getting to Mars, like the distance between us. But can you explain some challenges that you faced and how you got past it?
Well, the biggest problem was the landing. We won't be able to use parachutes and heat shields because there's not enough air in the atmosphere. And we couldn't use retro rockets and airbags like we do on the moon because the gravity is stronger. So we decided to use both of these systems. The parachutes and heat shields will slow it down to about 150 miles per hour or 240 kilometers. Then we will fire the retro rockets at about 500 feet above the surface, bringing the rocket to a dead stop. The distance between was also another obstacle, but wasn't quite as hard to fix. We decided to send the rocket when the distance between Earth and Mars is the shortest, which is about 54.6 million kilometers. The rocket would fly off Earth and move toward the moon. Once it got there, it would circle around the moon and use the gravity to launch forward to Mars. This is kind of like a slingshot when spun around and released.
Okay then, thank you for coming in, Mr. Lightfoot, and sharing about the Mars landing.
That's all I got to say about that.
And now for the Easter eggs. The first movie mentioned was The Martian, directed by Ridley Scott, when we talked to Matt Damon about growing potatoes. The second was Infinity War, directed by Anthony and Joe Russo, mentioned by Mr. Lightfoot. You can dread it, run from it, but destiny arrives all the same. And the last movie was Forrest Gump, which was directed by Robert Zemeckis, with the quote, "That's about all I gotta say about that." Well, that wraps up this episode. This is AJ Amos, and you've been listening to The Face of Space.